Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Welcome, welcome. They say in Ghostbusters, you never cross streams. We're ignoring Ghostbusters. We're crossing streams. Damon Bruce, Cyrus Sassis. It's Wednesday, July 10th. And it's good to see you, brother. How you doing?
It is great to see you. It's another day in the week. We're in July. Dude, you were talking about an event. Do you want to quickly promote that? Like, because with you promoting this event later in the month, I'm going to learn more about it. I'm going to do my best to make it. Out of my little cocoon of social, I don't know if anxiety is the right word, but I am at home, buddy.
It's definitely social anxiety. It's agoraphobia. You don't like going outside. We're going to drag you outside by your bleeding fingernails. God damn it. And let me tell you when we're going to do it. We're going to do it on Sunday, July 28th. Cyrus wants the announcement made. It's something that all Plusers have been waiting for. Let me make sure I got the right date. Yes, Sunday, July 28th. Let's call it 1 o'clock, and let's call it the Dubliner, baby, is hosting Plus Mania 4, the Dubliner and West Portal. It's going down. I confirmed with Kenny and John. Cyrus, they're going to be pouring Guinness for us. We're going to have a good time. They got a hot dog cart out front. We're going to have Ike maybe drop off some sandwiches. Speaking of love, speaking of sponsors, since we're co-streaming, let me tell you, my man Ike has got a delicious sandwich waiting for you. Go to Ike. You get yourself a sandwich. I want you to use the app to either order and go get your delivery or go get it in person. Use that Ike's Rewards app to order. And oh my goodness, you're going to go ahead and start earning your way towards free, delicious sandwiches. Again, the Dubliner, Plus Mania, we'll be talking about it, but the first official date is out there. Plus Mania 4, the musical. it's going down on July 28th, 1 o'clock at the Dubliner. Cyrus, I hope you're going to be there. I hope to get Larry Kruger there. I hope to get our friend Guy Haberman out there.
Let's get everyone. Let's make it a party, man. And first of all, I love the overlay that the Dubliner, for those watching on the YouTube stream and listening on a podcast, Damon, adding to the production element of his exploding program, has an actual logo of the Dubliner. That is not an easy thing to do, by the way. Whoever's helping you with that, because you got to make I'm learning on the fly these little nuances of a production. You got to make what's called a transparent background to produce that little overlay there. That is not easy to do. Bravo. And let's hit up the Dubliner. Guinness is my favorite beer on the planet. Sign me up. Yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
We're co-streaming. Hit me with your sponsor. Let's do it. Let's get all the business out of the way.
I got so distracted with the Guinness. I actually have a sponsor now, folks. Courtesy, Golden Days is broadcasted through the Believe Network. Thank you, Believe. And Bet Online is the official sports book of Believe. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, Wimbledon that's on right now, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, boxing, so much more. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action and use the promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
The game starts here.
I mean, that read needs to be at least 9 minutes longer than it was. Jeez.
What was that? 60, 50?
That was solid. And here's what I'm talking about right here. Clarence Beek saying, Irish bar, you know your audience. Yes, we do. It's an Irish bar. It's a sports bar. It's a neighborhood bar. It's what a bar needs to be. Mm-hmm. It's got the nice touch, Cyrus, of local high school football helmets. High school football helmets in my bar. By the way, the Golden Days logo is now officially up there. You can thank my IT department, Jillian, for making that happen, Ike. We did that yesterday. Jillian went to a Blink 182 concert at Chase Center last night. She didn't come home too drunk, but she had a hell of a time.
For us old folks, Blink 182, man, I think they still rock and roll. I don't think they're dated yet. There was like a recent debate about them on social media regarding whether or not they're officially dated and part of the now what's called old man music or old woman music, to not be gender specific. But dude, Blink 182 rocks and rolls. And as the old adage goes, Damon, behind every good man is a good woman.
Without a doubt. She's in front of me. I mean, she's not behind me. I literally would be screaming the show from my front porch if not for Jillian. So we thank her. Your logo would not have made the show if not for. Should we change sides? Should we be on the side of our logos like that?
I follow your lead, sir.
Let's do that. That way we're all properly logoed up. And Cyrus, I wanted to have you back here because it feels like a decision time for the Warriors is sort of in the cards. Or the decision to remain patient might be the right way to play their cards as they're being dealt to them right here. Let's start with Lauri Markkanen, who we all know is the big prize that is out there and has got the attention of the Golden State Warriors. The Kings swung hard for Lauri Markkanen, and then when they found out that the Jazz really weren't going to sit at that table and talk with them, they quickly pivoted to DeMar DeRozan. And you know what? I like DeMar DeRozan. I like that for the Kings.
I like him too.
For them. The 27-year-old from Finland, though, is an ascending player. I got to tell you, former Bulls, when the Bulls were awful, scare me a little, so I didn't come right to Lauri Markkanen. I had to talk myself into Lauri Markkanen.
Is early on in all these Lauri Markkanen talks, you weren't sold on the idea of him making a difference for the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, I thought good player, good scorer, but is he going to give up as much defensively as he allows offensively? How does he fit with the Warriors? Like, by definition, any guy who's a stretch type of player should fit well with the Warriors. He also rebounds, which means he can fit with the Warriors. The thing that really brought me to Markkanen is the fact that it feels like any time a trade between the Warriors and the Utah Jazz is put on the table by people who are in the know, Jonathan Kuminga's name is not in this deal. If you can get this deal done without including Kuminga, I'm doing the deal.
Easily. Like, not even up for debate. I mean, there's some people who will happily, in a quote-unquote Texas second, I still don't know what that means, will make this trade with Kuminga.
Second in a cowboy hat, I guess.
I don't know what that.
You got spurs on that second.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But look, Lauri Markkanen, first of all, so I did a little breakdown on him yesterday with our mutual buddy, Larry Kruger, and one of the issues with Lauri Markkanen, and I don't know if it's an issue, but the track record says so, is durability. Like his rookie year, I think he played 65 games, something like that. And but that was his rookie season.
55 games last year.
It's not 55 last year. Yeah. So he misses time. Like you said, defensively a bit of a liability, but the fact that he's 7 feet, the fact that he stretches the floor. And here's the thing, and you and I are going to get into this from a I love logic and reasoning. Like a part of me, I feel like should have gone into the law, and I should have gone to law school, but I love sports too much. But deductively speaking, when it comes to actually narrowing down the facts into what we can conclude,
where's my lawyer?
Is a likely outcome. I think this Lauri Markkanen thing is going to happen. I think that Jonathan Kuminga is not going to be included. I originally thought that he was. Now I really have hope that he doesn't have to be included. I think this is going to happen, Damon. I really do. And when it happens, it's time for a party. Like if it happens before the Dubliner, we might as well call that the Lauri Markkanen party. Because if the Warriors can pull this trade off, and it's looking like they can, and I'm going to get in, and you and I can get into the details in just a moment. But, dude, we're going to have a party on July 28th. Is that the date? I apologize if I got the date
July
wrong.
July 28th, 1 o'clock at the Dubliner in West Portal, baby.
That will hopefully be the Lauri Markkanen party. And I am encouraged that move will set the Warriors up for the next 5 years. Here's the other part of it is Lauri Markkanen staying with the Jazz makes no sense. Danny Ainge is a forward-thinking individual. The dude likes he is the epitome of a GM, where he's like he's a chess-minded person, not checkers. He likes plotting moves, 2-3 steps ahead.
He likes assets more than he likes players.
Yes, he does. And Damon introduced to the world the adage you coined yourself when it comes to Cooper Flag.
So it's if NFL teams when Andrew Luck was declared the greatest prospect ever, it was suck for luck. This is going to be capture the flag. Like, I'm not surprised to see that Zach LaVine and the Chicago Bulls all of a sudden were like, yeah, we'll put some picks in if anyone wants to come and get Zach LaVine.
There and that is a Damon Bruce line, by the way. Capture the flag. That is going to be a thing this year. You're going to have 7, 8, 9, 10 teams all playing catch the flag, and Utah is going to be right at the front of that parade. And let me tell you, man, keeping Lauri Markkanen makes no sense. If you're trying to capture the flag, it's not. And the fact that he's going to be 28, I mean, again, think of someone like Danny Ainge, who's forward thinking, right? Again, he's always looking ahead to 2-3 years. 2-3 years from now, Lauri Markkanen is 30, all right? In Danny Ainge's mind, that is ancient, man. That is an old person. So he's thinking capture the flag. He's thinking what's the next generation of Utah Jazz basketball. And to me, like all the signs, and we'll get into this, indicate that he's going to make a move. And let's hope the Warriors are a part of it. And yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm with you. I like Lauri.
So you go to the front of the line if you pay to talk. My Rhino with a super chat saying, I still don't understand why the Jazz would trade him. Why wouldn't they build with him? Well, I think that.
Good question.
Well, I think you just kind of answered it before we even got to the question, My Rhino. It is not the Jazz's time. And Danny Ainge is a meddler. He's a tinkerer. I think he tinkered to get Markkanen. I think he would want to keep him. But at the same time, who stays with the Jazz?
Well, and just to add to that, Damon, like they've had Lauri Markkanen for the last 2 years and they haven't even been a play-in team.
Right.
So it's not like Lauri Markkanen on a roster guarantees a playoff berth, guarantees. And so we've already seen for 2 years a sample size of an individual who can put up phenomenal numbers, who looks good on the court, who's clearly taking his game to the next level after the stint with the Bulls. But he's not someone who single-handedly, like, let's say, a Wemby, like, let's say, you know, the game's all-time greats, the Giannis's. And, like, he's not at that level where he can carry a team on his back to right. success. He's proven that.
He's a great other guy. Yeah. He can't be the guy. And exactly. obviously with the Warriors, we all know who the guy is. His name's Steph. And then Draymond Green has to play more of an important role of being the guy that matters once again. And we'll get to all that. But look, Markkanen, he's 27 years old. There is no doubt he is still ascending as a player. Now, last year in Utah, he was 23-8-2. The year before that, when he was named to his first All-Star appearance, when he won the Most Improved Player in the League award, he was 25-9. I mean, that's significant. You get 25-9 over the course of that as your season average. You had a hell of a year. His career average is 18-7. So, yeah. I mean, he finds a way to be productive on bad teams. To have him be on a team where he's not the key of a defensive game plan could open him up a little bit more. There is no Lauri Markkanen defensive highlight reel to be found anywhere. It's really not what he does, but he's a rebounder, and any good, you know, defensive possession ends with a rebound. And what's still, I still don't know how they did it, Cyrus. The Warriors were the number one rebounding team in the NBA.
Like, you know how they did it? Well, Damon, I'm glad you brought that up because Steve Kerr addressed that, and Steve Kerr admitted that the team's pursuit of being the number one rebounding team in the NBA also cost them in terms of transition defense. He actually said this. I don't have the clip in front of me because I didn't think we'd talk about this, but I'm really glad you brought that up, man. And Steve Kerr has been, in a lot of ways, very forthright in terms of the mistakes he's made the last 2-3 years. I really do appreciate him being honest about his own failings in this regard. And that's one of the things. The team was the number one rebounding club in the NBA this past season. And what did that bring them? The 9 or 10 seed in the NBA in the standings, right. a failure to get into the playoffs. And Steve Kerr admitted, again, like he might need to simplify this offense so that players aren't being lost in the shuffle and falling behind in terms of learning this whole read and react system that he has in place. But he admitted that there was such an emphasis on rebounding that it cost them in terms of transition defense. The team was so focused on being aggressive and expending energy for grabbing boards that it had an adverse effect on other aspects of the game. And they learn the hard way, man. You can't just like focus on that, man.
It's circumstances that also brought him to that number one rebounding title. If this is a league that's not embracing the three as much as it does, the Warriors are getting killed on the glass, right? But these long careening rebounds that come out at, knee level, somewhere around the free throw line. Like, these guys are picking rebounds up off the court more than they're pulling them out of the air sometimes. So there's a lot of things that go in. This is one of those examples, Cyrus. Sometimes numbers lie, right? Sometimes numbers lie. The Warriors they might have been the number one rebounding team in the NBA, but they weren't the best rebounding team in the NBA.
And sometimes stats just don't tell the whole story. You know, it's like you said, Lauri Markkanen, 23-8, 25-9, but the Jazz were, they're a lottery team despite that. So, stats tell and the NBA, I feel like, and this varies on sport, depending on the sport, right? I feel like baseball analytics are very important, man, because it's so much of the individual performance of the play. But in basketball, it tells like this much of a story. You hear Charles Barkley routinely hate on the analytic nerds in the NBA. And I agree with them because if you focus heavily on it, you're missing a bigger picture. Like you don't need analytics to determine if, let's say, Cooper Flagg is going to be a great player. I don't need to see his stats to know that.
Right. I just saw him turn around and bury a jumper in Drew Holiday's eye at the age of 17. Like whatever your numbers say he does, he also does that. So that to me, that matters. We'll talk Absolutely. About Cooper Flagg in a little bit too.
Absolutely. And if you don't, do you want to like list to you the 2-3 reasons that I've come to that leads me to believe that the Warriors are almost certain they're almost certainly, I'm like 99% certain there's another big move coming. Whether or not that's Lauri Markkanen is another question. I do think it's going to be Lauri, but do you want me to give you the 2-3 reasons and you can tell me whether or not I am in fact being reasonable or if maybe I'm just high on Warriors crack. Do you want to get into it real fast?
Do it.
All right. So number one, we know what we know for certain, okay, as fact, is that the Warriors do want to make a big trade. They tried to get Paul George. The Clippers balked. They didn't want to bring money back. They didn't want to become a second apron team, which is what they would have been if they had agreed to that trade. And for all the rhetoric that the Warriors are toxic, that no other team wants to make a deal with them, that is malarkey, as the president loves to say. Sorry to make this political. That went too far there. But
the word malarkey should not be political. It's a great word to be used more.
At all. But malarkey is a great word. So with that said, so that's not true. The Clippers just didn't want to bring money back, and they would have had to do so if they made that trade. But we do know for certain the Warriors want to make a deal. That is a fact. So that alone tells me that the Warriors, and sorry for my dog going crazy here, but
I want to see the dog.
We'll do that at some point. I don't know if we'll today. So I'm feeling good about that, Damon. What do you think about the fact that the Warriors already tried to make a blockbuster trade? It unfortunately failed. I don't agree with Draymond Green that the Clippers, you know, like they screwed over Paul George and the Warriors in the process. No, the Clippers just didn't want to spend money they didn't need to spend. But the Warriors want to make a big deal. So I'm feeling good about that. What are your thoughts?
So if I'm the Clippers, I'm trading Paul George the hell out of the division if I can, you know. So I don't begrudge them their deal. I do agree with you. The Warriors are absolutely interested in making a splashy move. Is Lauri Markkanen, though? Excuse me, Lowry. It's not Lauri. It's Lowry.
Is it really?
It is Lowri Markkanen.
Like Mike Lowry from the Bad Boys movie? It's like Lowry? Lowri Markkanen?
It is Lowry.
Are you serious? Like, that's how you really pronounce it?
Like the season salt, it's Lowry.
Lowri Markkanen. Thank you.
He is, I call him Lauri. I will call him Lauri 30 times before the show's over. But Lowri Markkanen, if he's not.
I always go to Aunt Becky because she was like the hottest chick ever in the 80s. Sorry, I don't mean.
I wasn't a Full House guy, but she was hot. Is Lauri Markkanen, X marks the spot of the best move?
Oh, great question. Of who's still out there? Yeah,
I would say out there right now. But we all know that temperatures in NBA franchises change quickly. And if you were to be patient due to some contractual minutia going on in Utah, if you were to be patient and not try to add Markkanen in the offseason, but rather wait for the trade deadline, what might also materialize between now and then? And maybe patience is the right way to go. And if you really look at what the Warriors got, again, there's not a lot of sexy there, but serviceable, competitive basketball, I think, can be found in the as-is Golden State Warriors, certainly for half an NBA season anyways.
You think so?
I think that they can tread water. I do, because no team in the league even gives a fuck about its first month. Not one of them. And most teams have now extended that into two or three first months. You got teams not even trying to play defense until we get to Christmas. So if the Warriors decided we're going to come out this year, we're going to play some defense, and we're going to do it from October through Christmas, they would stand out in a everybody's jogging slowly into the league year. The Warriors can't afford to do that anymore.
That's true.
So Anthony Slater, let's talk about the complications for Markkanen and why, when we do get together for Plus Mania 4 at 1 o'clock on July 28th at the Dubliner in West Portal, they will not have done a deal for Lauri Markkanen by then. That won't be a Lowry Markkanen victory party at that point in time. Anthony Slater, who is as good at covering his sport at any beat writer in America, I think.
And just to add to that, he's one of the very few that I trust, that I respect. He'll even like let people know if the opinion is not necessarily his. Like, he'll throw in little things like "I'm told," right?
Right.
If you ever see him include that in a tweet, you should know, okay, this isn't necessarily Slater from his sources telling you. This is what the Warriors are relaying to him, and he's the messenger. I also want to add,
Raymond Ritter wanted printed right here, right now. So here this is what Raymond Ritter wanted me to say. I'm not saying it's the truth, but this is what the Warriors wanted out there.
The great Raymond Ritter, or Joe Lacob. When you see sources, I'd say 8 times out of 10, Joe Lacob's a source. But are Irish car bombs still a thing, by the way?
Yes.
The drink?
Yes.
I'll do one if you do one at the Dubliner, by the way. I haven't done one of those in like 15 years, 20 years. That's where you drop the shot into the, right, the Guinness.
Oh, yeah, dude, if you want to do, let's drop shots into beers and drink them. Oh, yeah, dude, we should do a couple of Wisconsin lunch buckets.
All right, let's do that.
We could get funky if you really
want
to.
Let's get funky, man. I'm down. July 28th. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to interrupt you. No, Anthony Slater.
Hey, whenever you got to talk Irish car bombs, we'll stop what we're doing and go with that. We are not animals. This is from Slater, straight up reading right out of Slater. Markkanen, as several have chronicled, becomes extension eligible on August 6th. He's on an expiring $18 million contract and due for a large long-term raise. There are several within the league who have grown more convinced that the Jazz, after exploring Markkanen's trade market, plan to negotiate and extend Markkanen. If they do that, they will be forbidden trading him for 6 months.
Oh.
It would take Lauri Markkanen off the trading table for 6 months. And if the extension is signed on August 6th, the trade deadline 6 months later is February 6th. So
don't want that.
No. That would take Markkanen off the table for 6 months. If the extension is signed on August 6th, it would bring him back into the mix on February 6th, which is the exact date of the trade deadline. If Markkanen waits to extend an extra day, if he extends with Utah after August 6th, he cannot be traded.
So that's we've got a deadline.
We have a deadline.
So, and that leads.
Hold on. So the Warriors will not be operating with any type of urgency, writes Slater. They're waiting for an answer on Markkanen, believing a level of clarity will arrive on August 6th, at least considering the contractual dynamics. So that brings me back to the question I asked you. Are you willing to be patient for Lauri Markkanen? And while you're being patient, what might also pop up on the radar that makes you think, well, instead of Markkanen, now that guy should be the target? I am bullish on the Warriors adding Lauri Markkanen, but not to the point where I would rush to do it now. I would like that to be an option number one at the deadline, but to see what happens and what might materialize between now and then, I think the Warriors actually owe themselves a little bit of patience.
And
it would allow them to further sort of show off the young players that then other teams might be like, oh, you know what? We will overpay for Brandon Pajemski, just a name out of the hat. And I like Brandon. I don't want to see him go anywhere. But, but if he were to come out and play really, really well and is now seen as a different asset around the league, maybe it helps the Warriors make the trade that today isn't even revealing itself.
My pushback on the delay thing is one of the biggest reasons why you're going for another star player, whether it's Lauri. I cannot get that out of my head, man. That is, you blew my mind with that pronunciation. Lauri Markkanen. A huge reason they're pursuing him is because of Steph and Draymond. They're not getting any younger, right? If Steph and Draymond weren't still on this team, the Warriors are in rebuild, like full on. The only thing preventing that is the fact that it would be a colossal disservice to Steph to delay trying to get him a fifth ring, to delay trying to pursue championships, because Joe is constantly big picture in terms of the goal, right? He wants trophies. He wants championships. He's the next Eddie D. Again, if you're a Warriors fan, do not take for granted for a second that the Warriors have an owner whose entire mentality is winning. Most owners are not like that, and most owners are not willing to be aggressive to make that happen. Joe Lacob is, and that's huge. So going to your point about waiting, about being patient, I think there's a limit to that simply because if you wait 6 months, that's 6 months of Stephen Curry's final era of his career where you're asking him to play with subpar talent around him. And you're putting him in this position. Like 2020, to me, if you're the Warriors, 2020 has to be a great fear because as currently constructed, the Warriors are a Stephen Curry injury away from being that.
From your Eric Paschal season?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just being irrelevant from where Kyle Anderson becomes Glenn Robinson III, where Buddy Hield is your Alec Burks. Like you're
just gotta ask Jordan Poole to pick up the slack.
Yeah, there is no Jordan Poole. So that's why I don't know if the Warriors would take that approach, because if you're gonna take that approach, I mean, then what the hell is the point of doing any of this? You might as well start planning for the entire next step, and you might as well blow this thing up and rebuild. That's my opinion. I could be wrong on this. But another reason why I think the Warriors are trying to act now, which leads to point number two of my deductive reasoning for why I think the Warriors are going to take action sooner than later, and why I think this big trade is going to come sooner than later. And I do have some other names for you besides Lowry, if you want to get to that. We'll get to that in a moment if you want. But we know for a fact, Damon, that the Warriors want to trade Andrew Wiggins. This is no longer speculation. This is no longer, a what if. There's no longer a conflict between Kerr wanting to keep his boys together and the front office realizing right.
Kerr's not worried about Wiggins and Team Canada stealing gold from them in Paris. No. He's worried about Wiggins getting hurt, and correct, they want to trade his ass.
Correct. And he was going to be involved in the Paul George trade, and that's why they pulled him from Team Canada last minute. But we know for certain they want to trade him. And I think Anthony Slater also reported this, correct me if I'm wrong if it was Slater, that part of the holdup for this Lowry marketing trade is that, as we all know, Danny Ainge loves his picks. He loves assets. And the Warriors can only offer two first rounders and a pick swap. And in Danny Ainge's mind, even if you include Moses Moody, which I'm certain is going to be the asset that's moved in this trade, for a lot of reasons, chief among them, Steve Kerr just doesn't like him that much. I mean, if he did, we would not be seeing Corey Joseph last year taking Moses Moody's minutes. So Moses Moody's probably going to go in this deal. But what Slater reported, and we know that Wiggins is going to get moved, or at least the Warriors want to move him, is that Wiggins is going to be the target to get more assets back. That is currently what the objective is. Trade Wiggins, get some more assets for him, which is a challenge because who the hell wants Wiggins? And so that's what the Warriors are doing here. That's what I'm piecing together, is that the Warriors are trying to move things around to get more draft picks, because that is Danny Ainge's bread and butter. So then they can go to Danny and say, here are your four first round picks. Give us Lowry. What do you think about that?
I think that that's right. I mean, I think that they're looking to take Wiggins and turn him into something that isn't the player that is returned, but is the vehicle that allows them to pursue the player that they're really after, which might be Markkanen. You said you're going to bring up other players. I'm guessing Brandon Ingram is going to be one of them.
How sad is it that his value is just tanked? Like, is that weird to you? Like no one apparently wants him. That's crazy to me, but that's the reality of it. And we saw last summer, the reason why I don't bring up Brandon Ingram chiefly is Steve Kerr didn't play him on Team USA last summer. I mean, that should be all you need.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
First of all, who are you calling chief? No, I'm just kidding.
How dare you? How dare you? In these modern, politically correct times, how dare you use the word chief? I know, I'm talking to myself here, and that's shame on you, Cyrus.
Slater, on the as-is Warriors. Let's say that they hunker down, they're patient. Utah is going to sign him to an extension, because then he would be locked in at a price, which would make him more valuable to some other team in a trade? I don't know. Slater on the as-is Warriors says, there isn't much business left for the Warriors to shore up this offseason. They're comfortable entering the season with their current 14-man roster. which I also think is, you know, this is Slater knowing things because he's around the team. And I do think that the team is comfortable going into the season with its current 14-man roster. I don't think they'd be comfortable ending the season with its current 14-man roster, but entering it and seeing what the options as they present themselves are, as the league changes, as teams, you know, consider themselves in or out. Again, that second apron is going to change the way business is done in the NBA. The second apron is so punitive, they're trying to sell the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, and the Warriors, first of all, can't even get into that. They're hard capped right now at the first apron because of the sign and trade. So they can't go over 178 no matter what.
They're comfortable entering the season with their current 14-man roster, a league source said, believing that they shored up the middle of their rotation with three value signings, DeAnthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, and Buddy Hield. So you got Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green. They're your established veteran starters with Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski, Trayce Jackson-Davis, the younger players returning to a more substantial role. Then you got Looney and Gary Payton II attempting to reclaim a role. Moses Moody's trying to graduate to a level where he has a role on this team. And those are 12 legitimate rotation players. We haven't even brought up Lindy Waters III or Guy Santos. And we've yet to talk about Quentin Post, the draft pick, who Slater predicts will be on a two-way between Santa Cruz and Chase Center with his first NBA deal. So I just think that it might be right for the Warriors to be a little patient here.
Yeah, and that's where you and I will. I don't know if you agree with what Slater's writing. I don't know if you're just reporting that. I don't agree with that at all. To me, like, the Warriors, first of all, if you look at the roster construction, they're very light.
The Warriors are definitely, as is right now, Cyrus, they're not built to be a postseason team, but it ain't the postseason yet. I think they absolutely can get by with a B minus.
Yeah, I don't think so. To me, this Warriors roster as constructed won't win 40 games this year. I don't think they'll even win 40 games this year. For the simple reason, if you look at the roster, they have no front court presence. I mean, Quentin Post, you mentioned, was the big splash in the draft, and it was a great pickup. But he might just be a two-way player. I mean, we know Steve Kerr and young players don't jive. He might not see minutes at all. So you're looking at this front court right now. Sorry about my dog. He's going crazy right now. We're
pro dogs on the show. Pro dog.
But look, the front court right now has Draymond Green. It has Kevon Looney. And has Trayce Jackson-Davis. And that's it. That is so thin.
And Andrew Wiggins not being a total puss.
Yeah. But how can you count on that? So this Warriors roster right now is so heavy on twos and threes and so light on fours and fives. And we know that in their mind, they thought this Paul George trade was going to happen like that. And their mentality is, at this point right now, we were supposed to have a third superstar alongside, if I don't know if superstar is the right word for Draymond, but a third star player alongside Steph and Dre. And it didn't happen. And the way this roster is constructed, especially when you look at DeAnthony Melton, for example, they use the entire mid-level exception on him. And the only logical reasoning for that is Gary Payton II is going to get moved. Otherwise, that is a redundancy. It's way too many small players, man. 6'2", 6'3". I don't care how good you are, man. That size matters in basketball.
Well, and look, this is why I think that we were down on the DeAnthony Melton, because we were talking live when that trade went down.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I think that both of us looked at it and go, kinda, not really. Okay, I get it. Defense, yeah. But you pair it with the Buddy Hield move after that. Now it starts to make a little bit more sense. Like, they're replacing Clay in the aggregate, if I can quote Moneyball. You know, I mean. I like it a little bit more after the fact. I also liked it a little bit more when I watched the guy's defensive highlight reel. He is a good defender, but if he were so good, again, why would Philadelphia, a team that is very much trying to win an NBA title, say, let's move on from one of our better defenders? So yeah. He is good. He's very interesting, but he's not like, let's not pretend that Gary Payton is now on this team. The real Gary Payton.
Dad. And Gary Payton has become very expendable because they also added that player Beekman from Virginia, who, what a lot of people have told me is an exemplary defensive player. Like, he could be a GP2 level type at some point, if not now. But GP2 has become very expendable on this roster. And again, it would shock me. It really would, man. I'm saying this with genuine belief. it would shock me if the Warriors on when training camp starts in late August, early September, I would be blown away if this is the team that we see. It's so top heavy with guards. The DeAnthony Melton signing makes perfect sense if you're going to move on from Gary Payton II. Makes no sense if you're keeping GP2. Just because, look, you can only put five players on that court, and there's only 48 minutes in a game. Like I actually sat down and did the math in terms of how this works, and you can't fit all these players. You can't, unless you're going to go small ball again. And we've also seen this front office this offseason. I don't know if you agree with this or not. From my impression is this front office has decided to take power away from Steve Kerr in terms of personnel. Like if Steve Kerr had his way, I don't think this is the team that we'd have now. I think he was sincere in wanting Klay Thompson to stay, for example. And that would have just completely been catastrophic for this Warriors team. They would have just aged out of relevancy. So the Warriors are trying to build a roster that makes sense for the NBA and not just for Steve Kerr. And I think there's one more move coming, at least. I really do, man. To me, it would be shocking if they just stayed the way it is. It would be a disservice to Steph. Wouldn't you agree with that? Like, it would not be fair to Steph. And it makes no sense to have this roster for Steph and Curry as currently constructed. It's very incomplete. That's the sense I'm getting.
It is. But again, I think it's good enough to tread water for half a year, especially if Utah is going to go ahead and extend Markkanen. I mean, look at it this way. If Utah does extend Markkanen, then there you go. Your mind just got made up for you. You have no choice but to go to war with what you got, unless you're willing to pivot off of Utah and look for options elsewhere. So, again, the league is going to kind of dictate, Utah is going to kind of dictate what the Warriors look like on opening night. The team that starts on opening night, I think, will look different by the trade deadline. I think that is a guarantee.
Do you want to hear about other names, or do you want to pivot there?
Let's give me other names.
All right. So yesterday's show, yesterday's Golden Days, we did it ended up going 3 hours. It was crazy. So we did a 3-hour show breaking down every NBA team and who's on there. And these are the players who stuck out. First of all, someone in the chat mentioned Paul Reed. Paul Reed was picked up by the Detroit Pistons. So off the waiver wire. So that's not an option for the Golden State Warriors. Here are the players who the Warriors could, in theory, pursue if Lauri Markkanen falls through. Cam Johnson of the Brooklyn Nets, your thoughts?
Interesting. Sure, we can talk.
Yeah. Kyle Kuzma of the Washington Wizards.
What else you got?
And then the Portland Trailblazers, DeAndre Ayton and Robert Williams III, a.k.a. Time Lord.
Would the Warriors figure out how to use DeAndre Ayton?
I don't know. That's a good question, but he would. I personally prefer Robert Williams. I think he would be a much better fit. He's cheaper. He's not a head case. DeAndre Ayton, man, you're rolling the dice. Yeah. You know, it would be a good test for Steve Kerr. I think if you're going to challenge your head coach, you're paying him more than anyone else. I think that would be awesome, right? Steve, do your job.
Coach him up. Do your coach job. If you were able to coach up JaVale McGee, you should be able to work with him too.
I mean, physically speaking,
with all due respect to JaVale McGee.
So physically speaking, DeAndre Ayton is him. It's all this, right? I mean, we don't know what we're getting with the mental part of it, but and that's the extent of it. I mean, those are some other names. I don't know. There are other options, but none are nearly as impactful as sexy.
The player that might fit the best hasn't even been identified yet. The way that I would look in at this, if I were Mike Dunleavy. So the secret of this offseason that no one wants to talk about, the mandate of this offseason was get under that second tax.
Yeah, and they did.
It wasn't go get Steph Curry, the guy he needs to win. It wasn't keep Klay Thompson. It wasn't anything else other than get under that incredibly damaging second tax. So I think the Warriors have kind of mission accomplished.
Think winning is also a goal? Like you think winning is like a second place? Sure,
but I think they're willing to sort of like kick that can down the road just a little, because now they needed to get their finances under control to be able to make the move that you want them to make to start the winning again. They got it kind of handcuffed to who they were, not only conceptually, but financially. And now those handcuffs, if they're not all the way off, they've been loosened to the point where Now, Mike Dunleavy can do a couple of other things.
But we saw those other things. The moment I saw D'Anthony Melton, that's when I, to me, like that made no damn sense except for that being part one of like a five-part transactional offseason, including GP2 being moved, hopefully for Lowry Markkanen, because of that expiring deal is attractive to other GMs. I also want to mention in the chat, Sengun is another name we talked about. That's more far-reaching. Like, I don't know how available he is, but I do think it's a possibility because and also, I forgot one other name, Jared Allen of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Those are two other names. Sengun is more of a reach. I don't know if the Rockets are dying to get rid of him, but they also saw last year, and maybe they're going to need another season of observation, but they saw last year when he's not on the court, that Rockets offense and defense picks up a pace. You're not as slow. You're allowing other players to take control, Jalen Green being a perfect example. So Sengun could be out there. Jared Allen, though, is another realistic option. I forgot to mention him as well. I would love him in the Warriors, dude. He's a good guy. He's a great player. So those are some other names.
I mean, I wonder if, you know, Kenny Atkinson's going to get to Cleveland and talk about how I don't want to take a center that I'm familiar with off the board. Because remember, they got experience together from Brooklyn. Their time together in Brooklyn.
But the other option is you keep him and Mobley on the roster together, and that's already shown it doesn't work. Like that, like you have a logjam there, just like the Warriors have a logjam with Wiggins, Kuminga, Moody, you know. So and now you got Lindy Waters. It's the Warriors are a mess. This I don't think this roster is complete. That I really do believe that. It would shock me if they stick with this. I guess
my argument would be if you decide as a franchise to play defense, your roster's not as incomplete as you actually think it is.
That's fair.
And if the Warriors have enough sack in them to come out and really, I mean, man to man, change the way they think about defense, I think they got enough to tread water to the deadline and see what doesn't change in the NBA between now and then. What player decides, I'm done with my franchise, I'm out, I'm done, I don't like it here anymore, because that always happens. It always happens. The guy that doesn't sound like he's going to become available becomes available somehow, some way. And again, I like Markkanen.
I do too.
But not so much that I want to push all the chips in right now in the next 6 years are about what is Lowry Markkanen.
Well, here's the thing. I would for this reason. A, you're making Steph happy. He's a borderline perfect fit alongside Steph and Draymond. And if you can keep Pajemski and Kuminga, he's also a perfect placeholder for the transition from Steph and Dre to Pajemski Kuminga. He's that perfect age. Like, he is what Wiggins was supposed to be. And that's undoubtedly how they saw Wiggins when they gave him that extension before Wiggins reminded the world, oh, yeah, this is who I really am. Thank you for the anomaly. Thank you for the check. And now back to the show. So yeah, to me, Lowry makes perfect sense. I think it's going to happen, Larry. Damon, I really do think it's going to happen. I think Lowry Markkanen is going to be on the Warriors. I just think right now the Warriors are tasked with, appeasing Danny Ainge, who wants clearly four. He saw that Mikal Bridges package. He was like, I want that.
And I want five first rounders.
Yeah, and Warriors don't have that right now, and they're doing everything they can to get that together. And Moses Moody seems like the perfect fit, him and either GP2 or Looney, to make the numbers work. I really think it's going to happen. I am optimistic that Lowry Markkanen will be a member of the Warriors. I really do. Because I'm basing this, again, from the two things I pointed out, the Warriors are ready to make a huge trade. Andrew Wiggins is on the block. And Danny Ainge... Lowry Markkanen, as crazy as this sounds, but Danny Ainge has that Leonardo DiCaprio vision when it comes to talent. He wants him young. He wants him. Sorry. But the metaphor makes sense. But the point is, Lowry Markkanen is just, he's too old. He's too old for Danny Ainge's vid. Danny Ainge wants Cooper Flagg. He wants picks. Lowry Markkanen in 2 years is 30. Which is the equivalent of 25 to Leonardo DiCaprio. And
Leo, they're all models. Why are you checking IDs?
Yeah, so that's my feeling on it. Do you want to talk Team USA? Is it too soon? Or do you want to stay on this?
Yeah, I actually got to get going. I got a call that I got to get to in a little bit here, Cyrus. But, no, it's a business thing. It's not a I'd rather be talking to someone else thing. Again, has everyone liked and subscribed to both channels yet? Because we are streaming. We are co-streaming. Cyrus, what is the name of your channel? So someone who's watching over on Damon Bruce Plus, they can just immediately Google the name of your channel and go subscribe to it.
I got the logo here. Damon, thank you for adding that to for the dual stream. The show is called Golden Days.
If Jillian, I send you her an Irish car bomb at the at Plus Mania.
July 28th. Well, we got to make this a weekly thing, man. You and I got to figure out like a one day a week. We got to do this weekly, dude. I mean, it's give the people what they want, Damon. That's my motto for my philosophy of broadcasting. Give the people what they want. So July 28th, you and I will be downing Irish car bombs. And if you want to follow Golden Days, if by some chance you look up Golden Days, Days spelled like Days and Confused, one of the greatest movies ever. Add the word Warriors after it, and it'll pop right up. So yeah, subscribe, hit the like button, and same for Damon Bruce Plus. Damon Bruce Plus.
Very French. Very, very French. Speaking of very French, Kawhi Leonard is pulling out of Paris already. Kawhi Leonard is pulling off of Team USA. You know what I think they should do? Add Cooper Flagg.
Ooh, that's very Christian Leitner.
Cooper Flagg lose his freaking Duke eligibility if he goes to the Olympics? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I think if anything, the amateurs are welcomed, right? I mean, I think it'd be fine. So you're saying replace Derek White, who's likely going to be the alternate, with Cooper Flagg. I am not opposed to that.
You got enough guards. You got enough ball handlers, right? I mean, you don't need more than that.
Unless you're Steve Kerr.
Yeah. You know what they should do? They should add Caitlin Clark. Fuck it. Just like the chicks don't want her. We'll take her. That girl strokes threes. Got good court vision.
What did you, see that clip, by the way, of Joel Embiid's elbow to Brandon Pajemski's head?
No. Did you see Brandon Pajemski try to put the boogie on Anthony Davis for a game winning shot? And he had his lunch eaten by Anthony Davis.
No, I didn't see that either. No, I did not see that. I got to go find that.
In the game that you're getting most of your Cooper Flagg highlight reels are, that was like 78-77 at the end. And it's the final possession. And Brandon Pajemski called his own number and tried to take Anthony Davis off the dribble. And again, I love the mentality. I love the dog in that guy. If you could take Brandon Pajemski brain and put it in, if you could take his drive, his dog, and put it in Andrew Wiggins, you'd have one of the 10 best players in the NBA. You really would. You really would. You'd have that athlete body and that mentality. Andrew Wiggins isn't trying to put it on Anthony Davis, not never. You know what I mean? Like, Brandon Pajemski probably shouldn't try to put it on Anthony Davis. He did. It didn't go well, but I love the mentality that he did it with.
And I also love the fact that Pajemski and Trayce Jackson-Davis, they're both alternates, right? Which is the scrimmage team that Team USA practices with. That experience is invaluable, man. The fact that they're battling a modern version of a dream team is fantastic for their development. And kudos. This is one of the rare moments where Steve Kerr did pull strings for a reason that will benefit the entire team. And bravo. Yeah, that's a good thing. Just want to add that.
It's great. I would love it if the Trayce Jackson-Davis highlight reel were the Cooper Flagg highlight reel right now. I would have loved that. I'd be going bonkers. I'd be wearing candy striped pants on this show right now if that were happening.
Larry Wong in the chat. Oh, real fast. Sorry to interrupt. I just want to address real fast before I forget again. Larry Wong in the chat keeps bringing up Bol Bol. Bol Bol got re-signed by the Suns, so he's not an option. Sorry to, burst their cloud, but Bol Bol is back with the Suns for another year.
Larry, knock it off. He's a friend of mine. It's okay. We're cool. We're cool.
Damn it, Larry.
Damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Blake Snell is win day, Cyrus. Blake Snell's back, baby. And you know it's the end of the show. When we start talking about Blake Snell, you are right. Let's give the audience what it wants, what it needs. We will figure out a way to make this, if not weekly, certainly very, very routine. I love working with you, Cyrus. Our friendship goes back way too long. And I look forward to actually seeing you at Plus Mania on the 28th. At the Dubliner and West Portal. Anything else as you sign off on your own channel? What do you got coming up for the rest of the week, my friend?
I'm glad you asked me that, because the next two, as crazy as this sounds, so I live in the woods and I love it. But the drawbacks to a lifestyle like this is occasionally you have moments where PG&E lets the neighborhood know you will not have power or access to your roads for an entire day. So Friday, there will be no show. I got to get out of my house and be out of here by 8 a.m. And I'm just going to go to the beach and chill with my dog. But so there might not be any more shows. I'm going to try to get a show in tomorrow. But otherwise, just follow. I'm primarily on Threads and Instagram at Dog Wild. The handle is super easy. DOGWILD. Subscribe and like the program if that's not too much trouble for you folks. Otherwise, Damon, yeah, we got to figure this out, man. We got to do once a week. I think it would be a disservice not to.
Let's figure that out. Speaking of power outages, so the city of Houston just got hit with a hurricane, right?
It's bad.
Locals, there's still like millions of people without power, and they're trying to track power coming back to the grid. You know, who's got power today that didn't have it yesterday? But because there's no, it's all privatized in Texas, and there's no like state running it.
I lived there for 2 years near Houston. So
you know about this.
I sympathize with the people there. Yeah.
The folks in Houston are using the Whataburger app.
I saw that.
Who's getting power back, because the Whataburger app doesn't bring a franchise online if there's no franchise, if there's no power at that franchise. So they're literally tracking Whataburger. And I had no idea. There's like 600 Whataburgers in like a 10-mile radius.
Whataburger is the in and out of Texas. In and out is now in Austin, or what has been for a few years. But I want to say this. I lived in a town just north of Houston. I was a professor at the University of Houston for 2 years. It's why I moved out there. I was living in this town called the Woodlands. Texas has some weird names for their towns, and that was one of them. That's one of the less weird names. But my point is, everything you think of when it comes to Texas and South Texas, especially when it comes to heat, humidity, anything you hear is understated. It is disgusting. The lifestyle in the Houston area is air conditioning 9 months out of the year, maybe even 10. And that, I really sympathize with the people there that don't have power, because I don't know how they're sleeping. I don't know how, dude, without AC, life is miserable.
Right. It's like 100 and like degrees you said, that water,
the Whataburger thing, people are literally tracking which ones are open so they know where to go that has power. I feel for the people there, man. It sucks. And welcome to the new world where hurricanes are hitting, you know, these places in like July, which is not the norm, but
Nothing to see here. Nothing's changed. Always good to see you, Cyrus. Thank you so very, very much. It was a pleasure doing a dual stream with you.
Always a pleasure.
Go get the dog. I want to see the dog real quick.
Next show.
All right. Then we will do another show. Just for the dog. Just for the dog.
Bubble making Cyrus, appearance.
All I can tell you is that we don't have many traditions around here, other than to end every single show by reminding people that sports don't build character, they reveal it. And like that, they're gone.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.